miss Nelly Furtado. She was cute.
You know she still does music, right?
Yeah, but last thing I saw her with was, what, that Timbaland and Justin Timberlake song, like, what, 10 years ago? Like, has she even been relevant since then?
Well, I mean, how many people are relevant, man? It's here today, gone today. That's where we're at now. But, I mean, she still puts out music, and she's still cute.
Oh, she is? That was the important thing I was kind of going for. I don't know. Hey, sometimes they age bad. You know, they've gone from nice to grimy real quick.
Well, I mean, she's not Asian, so I don't know if she's not your type. But, yeah, she's an attractive woman.
No. You know, I'm not racist against pretty. That's how that one works. I like all colors of the rainbow.
Fair enough, man.
If you look at my ex-girlfriends, I am basically the UN of dating.
What's that mean? You pay money and you get your way?
Yes, I get sanctions on a whole bunch of different positions.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Bags of fag, the car is gassed up. As a matter of fact, we are on the road, ladies and gentlemen, to WrestleMania, the showcase of the immortals, if you will. It is upon us, the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, the World Series, the World Cup, all rolled up into one big ball is upon us. We are days away again from the showcase of the immortals. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pod is War. Pod is War is brought to you by the good folks with Chairshot Radio Network in conjunction with the Chairshot.com. Always use your head. My name is Christopher Platt, and as always, I am joined by the one, the only, Mr. Andrew Blaz.
Yep, those are facts. You are correct.
Well, I'm glad one of us showed up for this. All right, and also joining us today is the commissioner of the Chair Shot, PC Tunney.
I am fucking so goddamn psyched for WrestleMania. I only love one federation, and that's the World Wrestling Federation, folks. But welcome to Pod is War.
Yes, 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 even though it's World Wrestling Entertainment, yes, yes. Yes, 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 we are. WrestleMania is upon us. PC, I'm not even mad at you, brother. I'm psyched as well, man. I'm happy as a priest in Boys Town, baby, because, again, WrestleMania is upon us. Obviously, you hear the two of us. There's one of us that perhaps, possibly, maybe, isn't so excited. Boss, do you have anything to say?
What's that supposed to mean? Like, what have they done to make me excited, aside from imply it's Mania, you should be excited, and you're getting it for $10 or free, so here, we're going to throw in a bunch of work rate people, and it'll be good matches, just like you keyboard warriors like. So have fun with that. Yeah, that's great.
Well, okay, first off, you should be excited about that yellow polo shirt you have on. You look like you work with Andy and the rest of the gang with the 40-year-old virgin down there at Smart Tech. So congratulations to you for that, man. And, you know, that's cool. They're cool guys. Maybe you can go sell some VCRs.
See, I was going more for, like, Curious George's handler. That's how that one works. I just need, like, a 10-gallon hat.
Well, that's kind of the key point, man. I mean, the man's name is the man in the yellow hat. How you going to be Curious George's handler and you don't have a yellow hat?
The hat doesn't translate as well on, you know, podcasts.
Well, between the yellow polo and your beard, you look like an overly ripe banana. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Ooh, well, that's nice. So peel me down and practice on me?
Yes, and we'll find a gentleman for you shortly. Anyway, moving right along, Eye in the Sky, Mr. Commissioner, man. What's our first topic for the evening?
First topic.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there yet?
7 hours of WrestleMania. I really don't even have a question here. It's 7 hours. Why? I guess that's a question.
Yeah, as excited I am about being in the house for WrestleMania, I'm less excited about spending an entire work shift watching wrestling. However, we did learn from last year, the valet and I, man, we learned from the Dallas fiasco because we were in that melon farmer for about 30 hours. Shout out to Kanye West. So what we did last year is we didn't get to the arena until it was like 20 minutes before the actual start of the actual WrestleMania. So we skipped all the pre-show jargon, which was cool. And then we got a chance to kind of walk around. I fucked around and ran into Christian and got to meet him. He was a really cool dude. You know, got a couple of drinks, whatever. And that seems to work, man. As far as this 7 hours thing, man, they really, and I know a lot of people have talked about this, and I see it happening in the future. They really need to think about splitting this up into 2 days, man. Now, the argument against that is I don't know logistics-wise what that would do for the actual wrestlers themselves, even though it seems like the entire WrestleMania week for them is a cluster anyway. So I don't know how this is going to really inconvenience them. But we can put the Hall of Fame, we can do that on Thursday, since WWE wants to monopolize the weekend anyway. We can do the Hall of Fame on Thursday or even do the Hall of Fame Friday afternoon. Then we do NXT Friday night, and then we have Mania 1 Saturday, and then we have Mania 2 Sunday. Because, I mean, they're going to continue with these 6-7-hour manias, man. Why not break it up, man, and have 3.5-hour shows on 2 days? Like, that just seems to make more sense to me. But, Balls, hey, you're so enthusiastic and so raring and ripping and roaring to get at this topic. What do you think?
That's a good solution. I was just going to say put it on Saturday instead of having people, you know, have to deal with it on Sunday because people got work. Like, Monday is not a holiday for people. So if this one goes past midnight again, I am not going to be happy at all. And it's bad when 7 hours is like a lowball guess because now that it's on the network and they're not constrained by any kind of pay-per-view company telling them when and when not to get off air, they can do whatever the hell they want. If somebody wants to run 15 minutes over, they can run 15 minutes over, and nobody necessarily has to get bumped. So this, I can at least distract myself with drinking and food and trivia games and all that stuff. So that's a positive for me.
Wow, Smuggy McIntyre in the Mellon Farming House, man. Seriously, like, it's Mania Week, bro. Like, this is the Super Bowl of wrestling, man. This is the reason that we all do this. This is why we do what we do, man. This is what drew us to the dance initially, man. Like, nothing at all? Nothing?
This didn't draw anybody to dance in my house. I told you, I grew up WCW kid. Starcades, Clash of Champions, that whole kind of thing. That's what I like. Halloween Havoc was something I look forward to and got excited for. Mania, like I said, if it wasn't for me and getting together with friends at work that had like big four parties, I wouldn't be back into the WWE product. There has been very few actual storylines that have grabbed my attention enough to make me care to tune in for a Raw or a SmackDown. Like, WWE does not run my world, never has, never will, and that's why most of the time you'll hear me talk about anything else aside from WWE, because it really does not apply to me.
Why you gotta be this guy, man? Why you gotta be this guy? You know exactly what I mean, too, by that guy.
What do you mean by that guy?
Oh, I know what he means. I have breaking news. Question two on Pod is War today. Andrew's disappointment with the WWE. Long lasting, or are we just in a phase?
Well, you see, I am listening to darker music, you know, My Chemical Romance, Dashboard Confessional, The Used. Like, it, you know, it's making me cut myself a little bit, and The Used feel whenever the WWE tries to market something.
So this makes perfect sense, man. You're not going to be happy with anything in your life at all, man. So you might as well just paint your fingernails black, man, and run into a post office or something. Leave the babies alone.
Ooh, should I do, like, Sting face paint, too, and just go full emo, gothic, Hot Topic, Spencer's wannabe?
I kind of feel like you should, man. You just walk into the office tomorrow, hey, Andrew, how's it going? And you just give them a smug nod, because, you know, smug is what you do, man. That's what you do best.
I mean, that is what I do. You're right there. But come on, you can't
See,
say
even,
that.
Even the response to that was smug, man.
Of like, course it is. That's yourself. My language.
You can't even help yourself, man.
Some people speak English. I speak smug. That's how
that
works.
Well, can you say I speak smug? And we work on that a little bit.
Smug. I speak it smugly and sometimes drunkly. But still, okay. It's smug.
Yes, let's leave the Southern preacher out of it, but go on. Whatever. You make your
I
point.
I love everybody. But no, come on. You can't even say that WWE has made you excited if it wasn't for your own inclinations and proclivities of going down there and trying to enjoy yourself and enjoying the time. Like, everything you're talking about is you're making it fun for yourself. You even said this a few weeks back, that you're on the road to WrestleMania, so you're just going to kind of put your critic in the back seat and just have fun with whatever they present to you.
Yes, because who cares, man? Yes. Yes. Has the build been a little lackluster? Yes, it has. But at the end of the day, who cares, man? It's WrestleMania. It's the Super Bowl. It's the reason we're here, man. Bottom line, point blank, period. Who cares? And you can make the argument that WWE doesn't care. I mean, they packed 100,000 people, allegedly, into Jerry World a few years ago for WrestleMania 32 and didn't have a single solitary match that anybody was clamoring to see. Like, none of the matches on that card made anybody moist whatsoever. And they still, allegedly, got 100,000 people in there, man. But the fact of the matter remains, man, who cares? It's WrestleMania, man. Be excited. Be fun. Yes, I took my analyst hat off, man, because at the end of the day, man, the reason that I'm doing this, the reason I'm associated with the ChairShot.com and ChairShot Radio Network is because as a little kid, I was a fan of the art form known as professional wrestling. And as we get older, we lose sight of that, man. We get a little smug, Andrew. We get a little disillusioned with the product, and we get a little nostalgic for the old days because things can't be like they were when we were kids. Well, guess what? Nothing is like where we were as kids, man. Of course, we're going to look at it through rose-colored glasses because we were kids, man. But you can't focus on the negative all the time. And anybody that's listening, man, this isn't just good wrestling advice. This is good life advice, okay? You can't spend so much time focusing on the negative, man. Get that out of your life, man. You don't want that energy in your existence, all right? Keep that out of your circumference. Focus on what's good. Focus on the positive and be excited because every day is a new day. Every day is a new challenge, man. And we lose sight of that, especially as wrestling fans, man. We get so smug and we think we can do this better than WWE, even though WWE's been doing this longer than anybody else, but that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is, man, it's WrestleMania. Sit back, relax, and enjoy, man. This is the Super Bowl. This is Christmas. This is Hanukkah. This is Thanksgiving. This is the 4th of July, all wrapped into one. Just sit back and enjoy it, man. Don't be a smug prick about it, man. Enjoy yourself. They're putting on a hell of a flipping card, man. You should love this, man. You're a smart mark, man. You should love this card. This is the smart mark dream card, man. Up and down the roster, man, or up and down the card, rather. There's amazing matches going on, man. So what? The road was a little bumpy to get here, man. We're here. Just sit back and enjoy it, man. What's wrong with you? Do you need a V8?
Oh, yeah, I should have had a V8, goddamn. But no, it's like WWE, what they're supposed to do better than everybody else is production and stories. Every internet WWE fan that tries to combat the New Japan smarks or whatever you want to call it likes to say, well, New Japan doesn't have story. You just like the work rate. You just like the matches. But WWE is more than that. WWE has removed what they are supposedly the best in the game at, and they're building a card purely based on work rate. And they
haven't. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Because they still have their own WWE rules that won't have it live up to the expectations thereof with the IWC and the work rate mentality.
Like, that's fair, okay. Man, but I remember during the Attitude Era, man, and one of the complaints about the Attitude Era was, oh, it's too much storyline, man. There's not enough work. So now we've got these world-class workers in WWE, and everybody's complaining, oh, well, there's not enough storyline, man. It's just all about the matches. So, I mean, Mellow Farmers are going to be miserable because they want to be miserable. That's all it is to it.
It's nice that you can take your analyst hat off. I can't. Because I watch a lot of the other stuff, and I'm not dogging you for not having time to watch it, because I know you got shit to do. That's fine. You do you. But it's hard for me to look at these other promotions, even somebody as lowly as Impact, and how they're trying, and they're making headway trying to return back to the form they had, I don't know, even 5 years ago. And They're trying to draw you in. They're trying to appeal to people. Word. WWE is literally resting on their laurels. Word. And just assuming that you're going to watch it just because it's Word. WrestleMania. Meh.
Word. Your yeah. argument against WWE sucking is TNA. Word. Like, you just totally
no, TNA doesn't exist anymore, buddy.
Really, I don't care what they call it, TNA, Global Force, YMCA, TCB, you know what I mean, OPP.
Yeah, you know me?
I don't care. Yeah.
BYOB.
BYOB, man, it doesn't matter, man. GBON, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter what they call
ABC.
Themselves.
ABC.
Easiest one, two, three. Simple as do,
re, me.
ABC.
Baby, you and me, babe.
Way to diffuse the tension, but seriously, that's your counter to WWE. Oh, WWE sucks, but TNA is trying. Like, that's the best you can come up with. Come on, man, you're smarter than
I'm
that.
I'm coming up with the simple fact that even somebody as lowly as them is trying to draw people in when all they did was get shit on. They've been shit on since inception because everybody saw it as the WWE retirement home and like to blame. Oh, they think Hogan killed it, but nobody's liked that fucking product since like 2007, and Hogan didn't touch it till 2010. So figure this out. Like, they've been dogging on it. They'll be like, well, X Division's the only thing, and now you're burying the X Division. So we're having the same arguments that TNA fans had 10 years ago now about a lot of different other things. About WWE, actually. Because, well, you know, the biggest thing that annoys me, to be honest, and then you can counter it if you feel like, all of the IWC people are bitching about the Cruiserweights being on the pre-show again. When, if you watched Raw 2 weeks ago, the Cruiserweights got as much reaction as a dead guy in a library. And why the fuck would you put that on a main card of Mania? Even if it's bad build, even if it's work rate Mania, why would you want that on there when literally no one cared? That was a sold out Raw and no one cared.
So TNA is currently trying to get 2,000 people to a bingo hall in Saskatchewan. WWE this Sunday is about to.
Who
cares?
Is it in Saskatoon as well?
Sunday, Saskatoon, eh?
What's that all about? Oh, is there a takeoff, eh?
You take a Harvey's tray and you go down to the Timmy Hortons, and it's going to be a good time, you know.
That's my point. And
instead of them standing up and saying, no, I'm Spartacus, it's like, no, I'm the Mountie.
Yeah, shout out to Canadians, man. I got no beef with y'all, man. But the fact of the matter is, WWE.
Well, even if you did, hey, we'd have no problem with it. I'm sure we'd understand what you're totally talking about.
It's true. We love everybody. We love everything. You, if you can make a Canadian angry, it's fine. It'll be over in a couple seconds, buddy. Don't you worry.
This is horrible, man. I kind of low-key want to hear y'all do Jamaican accents.
TheChairShot.com.
Always use your head. Don't, again, how many times do I have to tell you this? I tell you this week after week, week after week. Don't interrupt me with me while I'm making a salad.
TheChairShot.com.
Damn it. Always use your head. You did it again. I get it. I'm awesome. I'm great. I'm the MV flipping P. But don't interrupt me with me while I'm making a point. That being said, again, 1,000 people, maybe even 100 in the Superdome come Sunday. And you're comparing them with TNA, which is paying people to come watch their show. Like, you don't see a disconnect there at all. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Not even slightly. Not even in your smugness. You can't just say, oh, you've got a point at all.
Because you're bringing up totally different factors. Your point does make sense that...
You brought it up, man. You brought TNA into this discussion.
Your point makes sense that TNA can't draw, yet WWE still can, regardless of my issues with it and the worldwide issues with it, so to speak. I get that. You're right. The name still draws. But it's all name recognition. It's the same as... Think of it this way. It's WWE is the Metallica of wrestling. They were really good at one point. Everybody loved them. They were edgy. Then they kind of sold out. And now it's purely name recognition. Metallica hasn't really put out a good album since 1991 or 1990, whenever the Black Album came out. So it's one of those things where WWE is riding their name recognition and they're getting away with it. Same way lots of other too big to fail things do.
I disagree with that. But, I mean, just looking at the card, man, you can't get excited about Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles. Come on, man. That's going to be a great match. You can't get excited about Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, man. They're going to beat the holy hell out of each other. Daniel Bryan is returning, man. And he's fighting Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, two of the best in the world. I mean, seriously, man. We've got Charlotte and Asuka, which have done properly. I could see a scenario in which that could have main evented Mania. But it's still going to be an awesome match, man. You've got the triple threat with Miz, who is one of the best heels, if not the best heel in the game, versus Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. I mean, up and down the card, you've got the possible Cena versus Undertaker, whatever that's going to be, it's going to be. You've got that going on. You got Braun Strowman about to fight the Bar with some random lame, whoever knows. Like, come on, man. Up and down the card, man, you've got compelling matchups, man. You really?
What happened? You talking?
Really?
I have to delete this conversation and move on to the next topic, so hopefully we can bring Andrew back into the conversation.
Delete! A formidable champion squares off against the Unchained Gorilla.
Now he's going to hit the ropes. Oh, what a dropkick!
Togi Makabe challenges Minoru Suzuki for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship at New Japan's 46th anniversary.
Exchanging palm strikes. Oh, that was a punch.
Jim Ross and Josh Barnett have the call. All new. New Japan Pro Wrestling. Friday on Access TV.
That's right, this Friday on Access TV, the IWGP Intercontinental Championship is on the line. Tune in Friday, Access Television, for all your New Japan action. Let's go back in time and talk about Sakura Genesis.
You know what? You know what, man? I can't. I really can't. You know, fine, PC. I understand what you're doing. Go ahead.
Let the baby have his model. Oh my God, I hate them WWE. Oh,
yes. Keep complaining, Mr.
Oh my God, I don't want to talk about it. I can't contain myself. I'm not going to say shit. Let the baby have his model. Go ahead, Vince Russo, with the yellow shirt. Go ahead. I'm done.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Yes, Sky Voice, thank you very much. Now, where were we? Sakura Genesis.
I can't handle, man. Are
blooming.
Go ahead. I'm done.
Wrestling is booming.
I'm out.
What can you hate about this? IWGP, International Wrestling Grand Prix, New Japan. Now, this is a topic I can get behind, because, you know, this was a show.
Flat left, I'll discuss it with you. Andrew, go ahead.
I mean, it, it, he wasn't going to add anything anyway. He probably didn't see anything. He'd just be like, Kota Ibushi, Young Bucks. Fap, 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 fap. Anyway, so the best thing about this is it actually moves stories along without needing long-winded promos or 3 weeks of lack of build. You had Suzuki and Naito have a nice confrontation, which, understanding Japanese or not, you could tell that Naito's aloofness is pissed off Suzuki because Suzuki likes to think he's the king of pro wrestling, and Naito doesn't respect the belt that he holds, so he doesn't respect him, and Suzuki takes offense to that. You had Will Ospreay nearly kill himself against Marty Scurll, and I can't put that against the match because the move wasn't botched. He pulled off the move successfully. He just jacked up his neck in the process.
Will Ospreay, at some point, is he going to be NXT / WWE bound? And what time frame do you see that happening before you move on to the rest of this card, briefly?
Good point. Yeah, he probably is. It'll be a few years, because think of it this way. Ospreay is only like 24 or 25. Ricochet just joined, and he's like 29, I think. So their styles are very similar, but Ricochet evolved from where Ospreay is now. Ricochet's got a lot of technical mat ability. He can do a lot more than just flips and dives. So Ospreay needs to get to that point in his career where he can incorporate more technical wrestling, aside from just trying to kill himself with Spanish flies off the apron, which, you know, good for him. He's been able to successfully pull them off in the past. So everybody that's bitching about the move is too dangerous, he knows how to do it. He's done it so many times. Accidents happen. It's wrestling. If anybody got hurt, it was himself. So it was still safe in terms of he was protecting the person he was with. And aside from that match, which if you check thechairshot.com, you'd notice I gave that nice 5 snowflakes. And it's probably a match of the year contender. Ooh. Oh, but Zack Sabre versus Kazuchika Okada, that was such a good match and just edged it out a little bit in my rankings because you had everything in that match with Sabre and Okada. It started off as an old school technical submission mat wrestling match, moved around to strikes, moved around to an Okada match. So, your girl's not around.
If you're taking requests, I would love to hear hot cross buns.
I'll do it, but correctly. He's completely off a perfect pitch.
Well, it's just the three of us now. Just the three of us.
I mean, when they were gone.
Hey, remember when you wanted to do that show where we could say wherever we wanted? You could do it now. So, Andrew, I brought this up actually before to you. Okada, the defense, Tanahashi comes out. We now have this match. You got to be super excited, especially to see these two guys who are held in such a high regard in New Japan. What do you expect here? Tanahashi going over? Okada continues the legend? Surpassing Tanahashi.
See, now this is exciting because this has a build and this has history behind it. Because
where's my flute, man? Come on, man.
Tanahashi and Okada had 2 years worth of.
Go ahead. I'll just be in the background.
That's fine. You usually are. But Tanahashi and Okada had 2 years worth of feuding, which helped establish Okada over the years. And Tanahashi got the better of him. Then when Okada finally got the best, he was crowned the new ace, basically. And it's been a long time since Tanahashi and Okada have touched. And Tanahashi's style has changed a little bit because of all his injuries. So when it comes to your question about does Tanahashi have a chance? Oh, definitely. If anybody was going to stop the streak now before it got ridiculous, it's definitely Tanahashi. Because if Tanahashi wins the belt one more time, he continues to have the record for most IWGP reigns because it would give him 8, which he already had the most at 7. And it would stop Okada from breaking his record of defenses completely because they'd be tied at 11 instead of broken at 12. So it's a nice way for Tanahashi to kind of still be that thorn in Okada's side, even though for all intents and purposes, Okada has surpassed him.
How long has it been since you and Tanahashi have touched?
Oh, you see, we had this wonderful moment down in Texas one time.
I mean, sure.
When his hair was nice and long and it was like the blonde tips and the highlights. I called him Lion Hair. And he was a lion in the sack, too. There's a good reason why they start off as young lions, and ooh, he's an old lion. What can I say?
Well, I hope you were a gentleman and at least bought the man breakfast afterwards.
Kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
Hey, Tanahashi's a lot of things, but he's not a fat girl. What can I say?
Why are you like this, man? Why?
Why are you like the way you are? Allowing yourself to be a complete...
What, you mean, handsome and charming? What, you mean handsome and charming? Well, I don't know, man. That's just... I just rolled the dice and got a 7.
That's not what I was going for, but you take it how you want.
No, that's not what you were going for.
No, it wasn't, yes. Muffy and Buffy like to just think about it. Why are you such a giant mock? You want to tell me that, Mocky Mock and a Funky Bunch?
There you go, man. And get that Aquanet out your hair, too, man. It's a bad look.
Nah, it's good.
Jesus Christ, man. No disrespect intended to Okada, to Tanahashi, to New Japan at all, man. I respect them. I love the product. I really do dig it, man. But it's Mania Week, for Pete's sake, man. Anywho, man.
There's more than one company in wrestling. We're in the internet age. Everybody knows that, unless you live in like Pakistan or something like that, where it's
region. We're also in Mania Week, man.
Oh, that's bitch, we're in April. It's April. That's all it is.
Yes, which is Mania Week. Mania's not happening on Sunday.
Just be happy I didn't bring up Stardom, because they had a very nice death match that I could always go into.
Okay, fair enough, man. I will start him this foot up your ass, but let's cut the commercial.
Ooh, burn! We need what? Ashton Kutcher, Kelso? Burn!
Well, you got the high beard.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Listen up, pro wrestling fans. What do you get when you get the architect, the commissioner, and Mr. Velvet Pipes himself together? Oh, that's right. It's Chair Shot Radio. Make sure you check it out every Friday. TheChairShot.com. We don't want to get it wrong now, slap nuts.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Unfortunately, Andrew, we have to slide back into the WWE here, as we are on the road to WrestleMania. Don't make me.
Do it.
Oh, God, Governor Christie's back. God damn it.
Ann Platt has a question about your shirt today.
Yeah, I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
You really like that soundbite, don't you?
I'm doing everything I can to not play something, so let's move on to the next topic.
Oh, that's a good one.
No,
you've used that one enough the last couple weeks. We need to give it some space to let it breathe.
You could have said nothing after I said that, but you said something.
I butt chug salt water all the time.
Yeah. Hey, it shows with the shirt.
You know, yes. It works because I reset it so you can record it. So it's not like I'm not self-deprecating. I'm smug and smarmy bastard, but I'm also slightly self-deprecating.
Yes, you're a smug and smarmy bastard whose shirt looks like baby diarrhea.
It does not. It's yellow. Baby diarrhea is green. Have you had a baby shit on you lately?
Oh, there's a greenish tint to that shirt. Come on, man.
Oh, no, that's just bad lighting.
Question 4.
Bad shirting.
Is Brock Lesnar leaving the WWE after WrestleMania?
If he's smart, he will.
Yeah, baby. Here we go. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. The floor is yours, Melifarmer. Go on. Oh, I hate WWE. I'm hate WWE guy because I'm cooler than the entire room, and I'm not going to get excited for WrestleMania. Go ahead, man.
But, okay. So, what is your hot take on and if he's staying or not? Come on, since I'm the negative guy, be Mr. Positive. Be rah-rah WWE. Bring your pom-poms out, buddy.
Word. Anywho, well, I do have the legs to be a cheerleader, but that's neither here nor there. I'm going to be honest with you, balls. I'm going to keep it a buck and a half, man. I really don't know what Brock is going to do. I kind of feel like he'd be foolish to leave. I mean, he's got the best contract in sports right now. The only guy that I can think of off the top of my head, and I talked about this on DWI podcast, formerly DWI podcast, now known as Chair Shot Radio, Friday nights on Chair Shot Radio Network. The only guy I can think of has ever had a better contract in sports than Brock Lesnar was Roger Clemens. That last year he came back for the Astros when he only worked the second half of the season and didn't have to do any road trips with the Astros and got $25 million. Like, you know, shout out to Roger Clemens, by the way. Get your money, man.
But Brock Bonilla is pretty good, too.
Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid, so his was still pretty good, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Say. Yeah, I can't argue that. So, yeah, shout out to Bobby Bonilla as well. But, yeah, man, I think he'd be a fool to leave at this point, man. It's a lot less taxing on your body than the UFC is. You can make the argument maybe he feels like he's got something left to prove in UFC, but I don't think Brock thinks like that, man. Brock doesn't like people, but Brock likes money. So as far as the money goes, it's the easiest money he's going to get. And I'm kind of excited of the possibilities with him without that albatross of the Universal title around his neck. There's a lot of interesting possibilities, man, that they can pull out, you know, down the line. And quite frankly, again, I'm keeping it a buck and a half. Ever since the last Rock and Cena match, every year, the day after WrestleMania, Vince has Brock versus Rock on his whiteboard as the main event of WrestleMania. Obviously, it hasn't been able to happen, but I still got to think in the back of Vince McMahon's mind, he still wants that match. So he'll do what he has to do to keep Brock around because that's probably the most money match they could possibly come up with at this particular point in time. But to answer your question, I have no idea what Brock's going to do. I hope he sticks around, but I don't know.
I mean, I could definitely see him sticking around.
There you go, man. Oh, I can definitely see him sticking around. Yeah.
I had to give you the negative thing to start off with because that's kind of where I've been going with it. Come on. It was funny. That's a good bit right there. You shut up. Learn humor.
You're just Smuggy McGee, man. That's just who you are, man. You really – I see why Greg DeMarco put us together, man. You really are a Skip Bayless, man. You come out here with these outrageous takes that make no sense whatsoever with your little smug, ha-ha, I'm smarter than everybody demeanor, and then we're supposed to argue back and forth, and then I get frustrated and pissed off, and now I'm the one out here looking like a jackass. So congratulations, balls. You did it. You did your job. Kudos. Gold star to you, buddy.
Yay. Does it have a happy face, too?
I hate you.
Anyway, you make a point. He's getting paid bank to do very little, and he's still an attraction. So that's fine. I wouldn't put it past him to drop his name back into eligibility for the pool, though. Because he's still got, I think, 8 months left on his suspension. So why not work it into however he has to come out of retirement, if that puts him under contract with UFC still, or if it just puts his name into the pool for testing, and go from there. Because
so what's the fight, though? Because, I mean, John Bones Jones, you know, that's been rumored, but he clearly has his own issues he needs to work out. So what's the fight for Brock?
I mean, Jones depends on his next hearing, I think, right? Because he's got anywhere between 2 or 4 years he could have because it's his second offense. So depends on how hard.
Well, that's kind of what I meant by issues. I didn't want to bury the man on the podcast, but go on.
I mean, it's public knowledge. Like, we know what he did. So it's up to him when it really comes to. I don't know who his match would be. I don't know who there's left that actually carries a name in UFC, because I can't even name somebody who's active in the UFC right now aside from Cormier, and he's not even in the heavyweight class, right? He's a light heavyweight, isn't he?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, but so was Jones, though, and they were going to make that work, so that's not a deterrent.
He's a psychopath. Cormier can't even beat Jones, so, like, why would that? That's not even a match. But, so, If nothing else, then to just get the suspension out of the way and then maybe have a warm-up match against nobody or whoever the champion is and then be the UFC heavyweight champion going into when Jones comes out of his suspension, I could see that possibly lining up because, what, UFC matches happen every 4 to 6 months anyway, so we'd be looking at a year of a WWE contract, maybe a match or two, and then, I mean, a fight or two in UFC, and then Jones in 2020? Possibly. Maybe. I could buy that if that's there.
Even when you're not trying to sound smug, you just sound smug, man. That's just what this is.
It's a apparently. Gift.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
I guess we can move on to the next question.
Yeah. We can. You can move on to the next shirt as well, but that's not here nor there.
You love my wardrobe because you talk about it all the time.
Yeah, man, I got to make this entertaining somehow. Make your name known for the next year. Better rap, yeah. Nasty, Nas, the Esco, the Escobar. Now he is not strict.
Nasty, Nas, the Esco, the Escobar. Now he is not strict. NXT TakeOver New Orleans. Undisputed Era. Authors of Pain, Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong, NXT tag titles on the line, predictions.
Well, first and foremost, this is a really good card. Both NXT and WrestleMania, these are really good cards. We should see some good wrestling this weekend, gentlemen, so I'm excited about that. As far as this match goes, I think the Undisputed Era retains here because I could see the Authors of Pain finally getting that call up. So I see them showing up either Monday or Tuesday. So, yeah, I'm going to go Undisputed Era.
Yeah, I agree on the Authors of Pain thing. So I just don't agree on who you have going over. I have Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong going over on that one because I think it's been far too long to have AOP still in NXT. So let's get them going. And wasn't one of them hurt? Didn't Bobby Fish get injured like a little bit ago?
Did he? Yeah, I think he did. I think he bruised his psyche or something like that, man. So.
I thought it was a little more serious than that. Just, you know, an existential crisis.
Spring taint.
What's more serious?
I hate when that happens.
What's more serious than a bruised psyche, man? Like, that's everything. You know, we live in a thought universe, balls. That's everything.
True. That's, I guess, why Sean lost his smile and then he's never been the same and even cut his hair. Alrighty. So, what the hell did I say? Oh, that's right. Done.
It doesn't matter, man. Let's just move
that's
on.
That's where we're going.
It doesn't matter what you say.
Six-man ladder match for the brand new North American title down in NXT. Ricochet, EC3, Velveteen Dream, Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, and Adam Cole. Baby!
Go ahead, Fur Bunny. Who you got?
Oh, fine. Since I have Undisputed Era losing the tag titles, I think it would be a nice way to just kind of keep them relevant if Cole comes down with the newly minted North American Championship. Because depending on when they go on in the card, it could look like the Undisputed Era has like a whole bunch of gold in the company and then it falls through a little bit. What about you, Platt?
This was a tough one, too. That's going to be the theme of this whole thing, man. There was a lot of tough decisions to be made. I was balancing back and forth. We were toggling back and forth between EC3 and Ricochet. At the end of the day, I have to go with my own personal bias. Ricochet is my favorite wrestler to watch wrestle right now. So I'm going to go with my man, Rick. Ashay.
Good pick.
Ember, Shayna, NXT Women's title on the line. Who you got?
Ember's another one. I see her showing up Monday or Tuesday. So I think I said it right the first time. Mr. Shayna Baszler is going to get the championship. And
tomato, potato.
Yeah, the female Baron Corbin gets the gold in this one because I don't see Ember staying down in NXT because there's no reason to. Like, what else is she going to do? And Shayna's been the new bully on the block, and she's got that whole thing with Kyrie and maybe try to build up some of the other women. So, yeah, Shayna wins.
And, you know, she's not an unattractive woman outside of the ring, but when she's fighting, Jesus, she looks like Stan from American Dad.
You know we're talking about Shayna Baszler and not Sonya Deville, right? Because Sonya Deville's actually cute.
Oh, please, man. She looks like Charlie Chaplin with his mustache shaved.
Okay, so you're saying Shayna's cute, but Sonya's not. All right, whatever. Your opinion is moot.
Hi, Mandy. Yeah,
no. Oh, hi.
Every day. All right.
Ah, God. Huh? You're such a good stand, PC.
Speaking into existence, I suppose.
Ciampa, Gargano, this is a rivalry.
Correct, it is. And even though we have two matches that have this weird caveat of loser leaves town between NXT and Mania, I think Gargano is the one that gets the L on this one, because then he'll be sent to the main roster, and Ciampa can make up for lost time for injury. So Ciampa wins. Platt?
Another tough one. What you said, Balls, actually makes sense, which I'm surprised about. You know, you also have the enthusiasm of a dead rabbit in the middle of the road that just got ran over by an 18-wheeler, but that's neither here nor there.
You know my bunny got run over before we started this one?
Yeah, that's just your energy, bro. That's just what you bring to the table.
Pain.
Yeah, maybe you should get some of Adam Rose's dope. But anywho, that'd be nice. This is another tough one. Because you got to think at some point in time, Gargano, poor fella, he's just been shat upon for so long. You got to think that they've got to give him that moment, that triumphant moment. But I don't know, man. Everything in me wants to say Gargano, but I could also see him getting called up to the main roster. I think he's way more ready than Ciampa. So, I'll go Ciampa, man, because I don't know. Who cares anyway? It's not like we're doing this for money. Yeah, I'll go Ciampa.
Andre de Cien Almas defending his NXT championship against Aleister Black.
It's Black's time, man. Shout out to Almos and Zelina, I beg your pardon. I love them. They're hot as a firecracker. But I think it's Black's time. He's going to run the roost in NXT for a little bit.
El Idolo. Yes, I'm going to go with Andrade Cien Almas because he's just so good. His character's finally started to evolve. Zelina brings out so much in Andrade. It's just amazing to actually watch where he was a year ago, jobbing out to everybody, including Aleister Black at some point. And now he's a credible champion who actually has heat and looks good with what he does. So I'm going to go for Andrade retaining, and then maybe they call up Black because, again, he's one that I just don't know where else you go with these things. He's feuded with most of the top guys. So,
promotional consideration paid for by the following.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
WrestleMania time. How about that pre-show? Both Battle Royals on that pre-show. Wonder who predicted that. For all of our predictions on what's going to happen on both the Andre the Royal Giant Memorial Battle Rumble and the Women's Battle Rumble, go to TheChairShot.com. Ladies and gentlemen,
I am Sir Michael Cole.
And Sir Michael Cole, he even...
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
That's where he goes. So, let's slide on over to the Cruiserweight division. Mustafa Ali, Cedric Alexander. Balls, who you got?
I'm going to go with Cedric. They're both being built up as very relatable baby faces, but Cedric has had the more impressive opponents through this whole tournament, and he was basically the incumbent or the heir to the throne, whatever you want to call it, when Enzo held the title. So it seems like it's been his time. His time is delayed because of the Enzo drama, and now we need to see Cedric with the belt. What do you think, Platt?
I agree, actually, man. I think this has the opportunity to be a hell of a match, too. It kind of sucks that it's relegated to the pre-show, but it is what it is. I think it's Cedric's time. I've been a fan of his since the match he had with my man crush in the Cruiserweight tournament. And I really saw something in him, and I liked his storyline and his character as well. And he's really good in the ring. So I think it's Cedric's time to win, at least until they call up my man.
Kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
At least until they call up my man Ricochet. Rick. Ushay.
The new Rick. Yes.
Ushay.
He's a man crush. Sorry.
You know who I'm talking about.
That's Ibushi.
Maybe he needed a hug.
He's got his Ibushi baby, and you tried to put Tanahashi on me last time, which I'm not going to kick him out of bed. It's okay.
I don't see you kicking many males out of bed. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, hey, if they're cute, I like to cuddle. That's how that one works.
All right.
I believe in that community that you'd be referred to as a bear, Balls. I think that's how that works.
Let's hop in the Tesla and drop it into insane mode as we kick it in to the main card here, WrestleMania 34. United States title on the line, Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal, Rusev, and Bobby Roode.
It's Rusev Day!
Were you going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter?
Well, Balls never has thoughts of his own, but I'm going with...
Whoa! Yeah, I agree. Like, Rusev. It's got to be Rusev. You don't put Rusev in match. Shut up. You just benefit from going first.
See what I mean?
You agreed with me on Cedric Alexander, so you stop. Anyway, so, yeah. You don't put him in this match unless you're trying to get the crowd to just play your game. So, Rusev wins. The crowd gets, you know, the Rusev Day chance out of their system. And then we move on with the card.
Intercontinental Championship. I'm sure a lot of people will be eating French toast while this match is happening. Shout out to the Beastie Boys. The Miz will be defending his championship against Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. Mr. Platt, what do you foresee happening in this most infamous of triple threat matches?
I want to see Finn go over because I think that's a good spot for him at this particular point in time is the Intercontinental title. But I can see a world. I got to go with the Miz, man. I think the Miz somehow, some way, by hook or by crook, retains here.
In a world where faces dominate. In a land of son of a
beach.
In a world where faces dominate.
Son of a beach. I was picking the Miz, too. And I've had my pick before you did. But it's mainly because... it's mainly because of the fact that this has been on the bottom the entire build up through this thing. He tried to sucker him in with a trap. They beat his trap. He tried to, you know, win in a six-man. They pinned him somehow. Like, he had the whole back-to-back match between Finn and Seth. He lost both of them pretty bad. And then he wasn't even involved in the decision with this thing they did last week or earlier this week. And he was just on commentary, and then nothing happened afterwards. So I think he wins here. Maybe he loses directly Raw after Mania, but I think he wins the Mania match.
All right. Next topic. Let's slide on over to the tag team division and talk about them Usos versus the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers. Another triple threat.
To be or not to be, that is the question. And the answer, too, because I'm going with the Bludgeon Brothers. So there's my answer. Platt?
You thought that was so clever, too, didn't you? Tell the truth.
No, I didn't. It was a Fashion Files reference.
You thought you did it. You
Fashion
thought you did
Files.
It.
Fashion Files. Dango or Breezy in this duo right now? Would you rather be Dango?
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog. You're a little pitchy, man. It's a little pitchy. I'm good.
Okay.
I'll continue to be me in this scenario. But I, unfortunately for me, I got to agree with you. I mean, they've been setting it up the whole time, man. It's the Bludgeons.
Slide it on over to the Red Brand. The Bar defending against Braun Strowman and...
A person.
It doesn't matter, man. He could have Betty White. He could have Betty Crocker. He could have Betty Ford. It doesn't matter, man. At the end of the day, the Bar is going to get these hands.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't matter who the hell he has, unless they're as big as him or close to as big as him and turns on him mid-match. That's the only way Braun loses this and saves face. Otherwise, he finally gets a damn belt.
Let's move away from some titles for a short bit here. Angle and Rousey teaming up. The Olympians taking on the corporation of Triple H and Stephanie.
I mean, this has to be like the layup of the show, right? Like, does anybody see an angle really where Steph and Triple H actually win this one? Like, they talked about repackaging her in their promo, and everybody's popping for her regardless of how bad her promos are. So Ronda and Kurt have to win this one at this point. They've built it in such a way that if they didn't win, it'd be really, really awkward to move forward. What do you think, Blint?
The bitch and the snitch versus the bosses, man. We all know what this match is for. This match is for the photo op. I've talked about this on every show I've been on the past few weeks, man. This match revolves around Stephanie McMahon tapping out to Ronda Rousey. It's going to be on ESPN later that night. It's going to be on the front page of USA Today's sports section. It's going to be on Bleacher Report. It's going to be any and everywhere they could possibly get it, man. That's why this match exists. And that's what's going to happen, man. You got to go with the bitch and the snitch.
That's a good pick.
All right, I'm sorry. I got to play that music because this is a big deal. Daniel Bryan is back in the ring. This is his first match back in the ring. Gentlemen, take your time here on this one. Daniel Bryan and Shane versus KO and Zayn.
I really want to have that WrestleMania moment where Daniel Bryan is celebrating on top of the ring ropes and he's doing the yes, and we're all going apeshit for him. And, oh, my God, he's back. We love him. I love you, too. Yes, have my babies, Daniel, and all that good stuff. I really want that. But in the back of my mind, I can't help but to think that there's going to be somewhat of a McMahon swerve in this scenario. So I got to go KO and Sammy. I think there's going to be some sort of swerve. I think Shane is going to screw Daniel, and now we're off and running again with another hot white meat babyface versus authority angle.
I mean, yeah, that's how I see it playing out, too. Shane screws Daniel somehow, so instead of everybody getting behind on the feel-good moment, everybody gets behind on the, oh my God, you just betrayed our superhero kind of moment. And
exactly.
It's not the positive pop, but it's still going to generate positive buzz for the Raw or the SmackDown after Mania in this response, and then we can move forward with that decently. Because why would you want to write off Sammy and Kevin from SmackDown for a loser leaves leaves town kind of match? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
And I mean, it's so hard to generate heat in this day and age because we think we know everything, even though we know nothing. This is something that could generate genuine heat. So, yeah, you work Agreed. With him, man. You roll with him, man. He's the hottest babyface in the company, and really in the business, quite frankly. So, yeah, you roll with it.
Especially since Shane's embrace and that whole thing he had with Daniel on Tuesday was a little lukewarm, to put it nicely. I don't know if you saw it, but I wouldn't call it exactly the most loving kind of situation.
Well, he's a McMahon. How many times do you think he's hugged somebody in his life? Come on now. You know what I mean? Like Vince seemed like the type of asshole, like he'd say, come here, son, give me a hug, and then he'd flick him in the balls or something. You know? Tough love. God damn it, be a man.
Let's quickly move on to some world title matches. I mean,
why do you think he jumps out of helicopters and take bumps off helicopters, man?
Or not.
I get it.
Or not.
No, I'm done. Go ahead, PC. I gotta call my mama. Do you have that clip? Please tell me you have that.
Mama.
have a DP insert that when I say that line, by the way.
I was just going to say, pretend it's there.
Yes.
Somebody call my mama. Alexa! Defending against Nia.
I mean, Nia has to win this, right? Because be a star, all this other crap that they're promoting, they're bullying the big girl. It's mean, it's nasty. They pretended they were her friends, they call her Shrek and all this other stuff. So she has to win, even though it hasn't been portrayed well. It's not like the fans are really clinging to it because Nia can't cut a promo, and in the ring she's still really, really clunky. But for storyline payoff, I think Nia has to win, right?
You would be right, man, but which has me going the opposite direction and make me think that's not the direction they're going. Not because it's you, just because it makes too much sense. Plus, I'm foreshadowing a little bit because are they going to change both women's titles at WrestleMania? I kind of feel like one of them is going to stay home, and I'm leaning towards this one, even though I have my trepidations about the next one, but we'll get to that. And I might change this by the time I send my picks to you, Balls. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm going to go Little Miss Bliss right here. Somehow, some way, by hook or by crook, because it makes too much sense for Nia to win.
Let's keep the synergy alive here. Charlotte, in that other women's world title match, defending her title against the undefeated Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. But will tomorrow ever come?
God damn it, Balls and Kamish. I really don't want them to do this, but I'm thinking, again, in the back of my head, they're going to fuck around and have Charlotte go over. I just see it. I can see a scenario in which that happens. That being said, I'm still going to go with the Empress of Tomorrow, man. I think Asuka, she should be the no-brainer, and I'm hesitant on that. Like, put a little asterisk by that pick, man. I'm not very confident about it, but we'll say Asuka, just because she's never lost.
I've had the same thought process as you, because I was talking to the wonderful Mr. DeMarco earlier after I listened to Outside Interference on Chairshot Radio Network on thechairshot.com. And Pop. I think he picked Charlotte because of the way they build Charlotte. Even though Asuka's a better wrestler, the streak has got more mystique about it. Her character has more mystique. Charlotte is basically being groomed as a current Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? I can't even say future Hall of Famer because she's only been wrestling 4 years and already has four title reigns. She's the only like Grand Slam women's champion because she has the NXT, the women's before it got branched out into two, and then Raw and SmackDown. So awkwardly enough, there's that distinction she has. Her last name is Flair. Then she has probably also arguably the best main roster match the women have ever had at Mania. And that's, you know, the triple threat from a couple years ago. So it gives her enough credibility to beat Asuka. I just don't want it to happen. So I'm picking Asuka to win. But I can see it the other way, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. I'm actually leaning that way. But yeah, I'm just going to go with Asuka just because.
AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I've seen this before.
Have you, though? You have? I'm proud of you. I'm so happy.
Why are you proud of him? I've seen it before, too. Melon Farmer, what's wrong with you?
You don't watch it that much either, so I'm actually really, really impressed that both of you know this match and have actually seen it.
Well, I'm actually about to piss in your punch bowl because I didn't love the match, quite frankly.
What?
I didn't love it. It was good. It wasn't great. Maybe my expectations were too outlandish, but it just didn't meet them.
Fine. That's your opinion. It's okay. Don't worry. You can have an opinion.
But yeah, I tend to be right, Rico.
Still, I'm going to pick Shinsuke because he's Shinsuke. And depending on the severity of Styles' injury, gives him a good reason to heal up, gives Shinsuke the belt that he kind of needs to legitimize himself on the main roster, and then we can go from there. What's your pick, Mr. Panflute?
I'm guessing it didn't come across well. I'm going with Shinsuke.
Okay. I figured because it kind of sounded like it, but there was also silence for a little bit. So I don't know if you muted your mic when you started that whole thing.
Well, I was trying to practice right quick, so I did mute my mic before I started. But yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, clearly it didn't go over. I was expecting applause afterwards, but yeah. Okay.
I don't need applause. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's going to be Shinsuke, man. And quite frankly, I wish this was going to close the show. I think that would be the best bet for them if they want to keep people emotionally invested in the entire show because they expect us to be there for 15 flipping hours. This would be the best way to close the show. Alas, it probably won't happen, but if I was the booker and they gave me a pin, this is the direction I would go.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's going to be happy regardless of who goes over.
Yes.
So... It's one of those matches. It's like a Warrior Hogan match where you can't be mad with whoever goes over because the crowd will enjoy it because it'll be a good match and they're both babyfaces. So,
and you run the risk of losing the crowd after this match is over. Not saying, I mean, obviously this has the potential to be the best match on the show, but you run the risk of losing the crowd after because they have nothing to look forward to other than booing right. Roman Reigns or whatever else happens. So it's going to be a slippery slope, but we'll see how they formulate it.
Or you just tire them out because they got too invested in the match.
That too.
Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, the match we have been anticipating for quite some time. Gentlemen.
Can I say it?
Say it.
Nice. The Samoan sex machine, baby.
Yeah.
Climaxes at Mania.
Hey, I see what you did there. Yes. But this is actually, so far with the picks coming in, this is our only clean sweep so far.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? With all everybody's picks so far, it's
You just don't mean you and I. Okay, I'm just
No. All of the official chair shot picks that the article will be going up Friday morning, ideally, unless somebody begs me not to because they didn't get their stuff in. So far, Roman Reigns is the only unanimous decision.
I'm going to get my stuff in, Melon Farmer.
I didn't just meet you.
Please. You know how smug you are. You were talking to me, man.
There are 15 people playing our game, and only 8
have responded. You weren't
talking to me. And only 8 have responded.
You weren't talking to me. Chairshot.com. Always use your head.
Gentlemen, there may or may not be a 19th match this weekend.
What, me and Balls?
Ooh, yeah.
And lose the lead chair shot.
Yeah, we can do that next year.
You. We'll call it a Brooklyn Street fight. What'd you think?
No, I'll just call up CZW because running out that ring's got to be like 5 cents and a hoagie. So it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Ouch.
Nice.
John Cena and The Undertaker. John Cena and the Undertaker.
I mean, they'll have a moment, but it won't be a match. So,
agreed.
Stuff will happen. They will both be present, but there will be no official wrestling match. That's my pick.
The time is up. Your time is now.
Oh, God.
You can't see me.
John Cena sucks.
I mean, that's true. I can't see you because this is a podcast.
What? Yeah? Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
The painting still ties the room together, by the way.
The rug.
That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
I knew what you were referencing. Ah, boy. Oh, so you agree with it's not going to be a match, though, Platt?
Yeah, there'll be some sort of confrontation, but it's not going to be a match.
Cool.
Which, it's been an interesting build. We'll see how they pay it off. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It's Mania. Who cares?
Interesting. Cena's come off as an entitled whiny bitch just trying to get on the card. He comes off like a big asshole. I don't think that's an interesting build. That's just dickish.
That's fair. I just hope we don't. I just pray we don't see Biker Taker with Kid Rock's string cheese haired ass coming out there playing him to the ring.
Is there any other way? Kid Rock plays American Badass. American Badass comes down like that. That's too obvious right there. That's like purple crayon on like the side of a barn. Let's go.
I know, man. I'm not a Kid Rock guy, man. This Melon Farmer does 72 genres of music and doesn't do any of them well.
Oh, I agree with you completely. I don't like anything he does. Well, that's a partial lie because I'm white. I did like Ba With Da Ba, but okay, that's about enough. But that was like back in what, 2001, 99, something like that. So that's like the last time he was relevant and decent. And I'd love him to come down to Roland, but I think Limp Bizkit fell out of favor after Fred Durst pissed off Vince McMahon a few years ago.
Last thought as we head into WrestleMania weekend, Andrew, the thing you're looking forward to most this weekend, whether it be a match at any event or a ceremony or things of that nature happening this weekend, the single most thing you're looking forward to?
The single most interesting or thing I'm most looking forward to? I do obviously want to look forward to the All Japan Champion Carnival because I'll be covering that I said I'll be covering it for thechairshot.com. It's a company plug. Will you get over that? It starts on the 7th. It's a relevant topic. But since I know...
fetish. Go eat some mushu. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Anyway, since I knew what you meant, I think the thing I'm looking forward to the most, honestly, is probably Reigns and Lesnar. It's the only thing that WWE gave a decent build to story-wise. The fans have seemed like they're behind Reigns a lot more than usual. And I'm really curious if they're going to swerve us again, because whenever Heyman gives those kind of promos, which is like, if he loses, you're never going to see us again, that's usually a tell that he's going to win. That could be the red herring. It could be trying to make us go the other way when we all assume Reigns is going to win. But Vince likes fucking with the marks, so who knows? That interests me quite a bit. What about you, Platt?
I'm most interested about the entire weekend, man. Just vibing out with the fans and just hanging out. It's just, if you've never made it to a WrestleMania, I suggest you do it at least once in your lifetime, man. Put it on your bucket list. It's a tremendous experience. Because we all know how it is, and you guys listening and ladies listening, y'all know how it is. You tell people you're a wrestling fan and you get that look. And you just want to pow drive somebody through a table, right? Am I right or am I right, right?
But you're right on that.
You're surrounded by hundreds of thousands of people that feel about professional wrestling just like you do. There's no pretense. There's none of that, man. Everybody's just there to have a good time and vibe out and just mark out to professional wrestling. Every single wrestler that you can possibly think of is going to be there. You'll just be sitting out chilling and, oh, there goes Road Warrior Animal. Just happened to stroll by, or, you know, Sabu bummed a cigarette off you. You know, you got high with MVP. I may or may not know somebody that smoked a blunt with MVP, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh,
but
boy.
It's just a hell of an experience. It's a hell of a time. And I recommend any wrestling fan to go. It's your pilgrimage, if you will. Now, on a personal note, I'm excited. I'm going to get to meet Big Dave live in person for the first time, Big Rick, Mr. Mike Knox, and I get to be reunited with my ex-wrestling happy hour buddies, Danny Hardcore Hudman and Big John Brott. So I'm looking forward to all of that. And I'm also looking forward to sharing all of my interactions with you, ChairShot Radio Network listeners, because we've got a new segment we're going to announce. I'm going to be giving you my updates of my time in Mania. So make sure you tune into thechairshot.com for those updates. You won't want to miss it. It is must listen to content. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
See, I you got to plug into
plugs, balls. Yeah,
exactly. Like, I appreciate my lines, what man. You're doing.
Don't step on my
I
lines.
I knew where man. You were going with it. I knew you were trying to make
so
a point.
So let me get there, man. Let me get there. Let me get there. I'm a big
if
boy.
I know. Like, if I know, I want to help you get there. So help me help you. Pants. Help me help you.
Oh my God! And for the 20-foot ladder! Oh my God! What's gonna happen? Look out! Oh my God! Shake! No! Oh my God! God! No! For the love of mankind! Shane just exploded through our table!
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time for Mania Madness right here on Pod Is War. We've been running through the top 8 closing moments in WrestleMania history. We are down to the finals, as last week in the final semifinal, Eddie and Chris defeated Seth Rollins 52% to 48 of the percentiles.
I mean, it's an upset, so I'm a little surprised, but...
Oh, it's an upset. You're a little surprised.
Yeah, sounds.
So we got Eddie and Chris taking on Daniel Bryan, WrestleMania 30 against WrestleMania 20. Gentlemen, you each have selected your topic before the show.
Go ahead, man. I acquiesced the Daniel Bryan topic to Mr. Snowflake Balls. Obviously, that's going to win here, but I'm going to have to make my case. Eddie versus Chris, man. Disregard everything that we know. Disregard the ending of the story. And just think about, isolate that particular moment. That moment in time with Eddie Guerrero and he who shall not be named hugging in the middle of the ring after WrestleMania 20, after everything they had been through, after the Kevin Nash vanilla midget comments, after all of that, after jumping from WCW to WWE, after all of that, just think back and let's be nostalgic for a little bit. That particular moment, those two guys, lifelong friends, been in the business forever and a day, hugging at the end of WrestleMania 20. It was a beautiful thing.
Good point. I agree completely. And the only counter I have to that we haven't already beaten to death is the fact that Daniel Bryan is kind of the same feeling, because both moments have that underdog feeling where somebody held them down, be it perception, be it a bigger star at the time said, you're too small, no one likes your style, no one cares, you're just an indie guy, or you're another promotion guy. And they all ascended and reached the heights of WWE stardom at Mania in the main event and holding the belt. So both stories are very, very similar. They parallel each other very nicely. And my real only, I guess, reason for thinking this probably might take it is the fact that it's the relevant one. It happened recently. Daniel Bryan just came out of retirement, so everybody's hot for Bryan again. So I feel like the current perception of Bryan just being the hot topic is going to put it over, but these two definitely deserve the spot they're in the finals, because it's very close, very feel good. It's hard to argue either of them. Like, argue against either of them.
I mean, we know what it is, man. Daniel Bryan is going to win that for the reasons you just stated, Balls. It's the most relevant one. So it is what it is, man. But make sure you guys go and vote, man. And regardless of what Mr. Andrew said, we're making Mania great again this year, ladies and gentlemen. It is. We are. We're excited. The hell what he's talking about. Forget his smug demeanor. It's WrestleMania season. WrestleMania is happening this Sunday. Get excited about it. Call your friends. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. This is happening. Enjoy yourself, for wrestling fans. Don't forget that at the end of the day, the reason that we all talk about this, we listen to this, we watch this, we tweet about it, we look to the websites, and you better be going to thechairshot.com for websites, you know.
We're fans, man.
Always use your head. We're fans, man. That's the bottom line. We're fans. Be a fan. Enjoy yourself. Screw UPC. Cut me off with me. But that's neither here nor there, because I'm making a point. So that's more important. We're fans, man. Sit back and enjoy this. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Being a fan doesn't mean blindly eat what they're saying and just buy into the whole thing. And I'm not saying don't have fun, because I talked about having a party that I make my fun, even if the show sucks. I remember that the years when they were bad. I remember Kane beating freaking Chavo Guerrero in 8 seconds because, you know, my buddy got up to take a piss and missed a match. It was funny as shit. But still, it's have fun, do what you do. But lots of people also follow a product or a show or a subculture just to shit on it, because negativity usually gets a lot more buzz than positivity. So everybody that follows stuff isn't always a mark or supportive and, you know, going to just eat whatever you're given.
So you do realize that you're literally describing yourself, right?
At the moment, you realize sure. That, right? I will be the voice of the negativity, because I don't care. Like, you need to make me interested for me to give a shit. And nothing about the build for this Mania has felt big. It's felt like a basic Mania. And that's bad when... Or not even a basic Mania, basic pay-per-view is what I meant to say. So when
you
this
weren't going to give a shit anyway, man. You have a bias against WWE, man. Just
you're not.
Embrace it and let's move on. It is what it is, man. I still love you, man, but embrace it.
I give WWE credit where it's due.
No, no.
We've been doing this for 3 months.
You don't know
when I used to give them credit or what I gave them credit
for. We talked about this earlier. You gave them credit 10 years ago, man, with the Michaels and Takers.
I said that was the last storyline that I was invested in for Mania. But I've given them credit for what they did with Raw and all that other stuff on occasion. The last 3 months have been painful, though. Yeah.
Credit, man. You can look up and down this card and see that this has the potential to be a very entertaining WrestleMania. If you were serious about trying to give them credit and not being biased.
It's going to be entertaining in the ring. You could put these same people in any ring. It'll be the same show.
I just said the same thing, man.
That's the problem. WWE is supposed to make it special. Mania is supposed to be special.
It's WrestleMania. They spent 34 fucking years making it special. It's WrestleMania.
Just because it's WrestleMania, it's special.
Yes, just no. Because it's
Bowl. That's not how that works.
You watch the Arena Bowl just because it's a championship game? No! You're going to watch the flippin' Super Bowl because it's the flippin' Super Bowl. And this is the exact same thing, man. Come on, get your head out your ass,
boy. Say you're going to watch the Super Bowl because you decided to write off football this last year. So don't say everybody watches the football.
Right. And I'm probably going to write it off next year, but that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is, this is the Super Bowl of professional wrestling. This is the cultural event that everybody gathers around their television to watch, similar to the Super Bowl. This is WrestleMania, and you're just finding reasons to shit on it just because you have a bias against WWE, bruh.
You found reasons to shit on the Super Bowl and football because you had a bias against the stance they took. I have a bias against the fact that this has been a shit build.
Whoa. Come
if
on,
I
man.
Could that's skip it, I would.
It's totally different, man.
You have your reasons. I get that, but man, it's
you
conceptually.
Know that's totally different. You know that's apples and oranges. You know that, man. Come on. You know that. You know that's apples and oranges. You know that. That's apples and orangutans, man. You know that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
See, even the Skype gods don't agree with you, man, because they cut your sound out, so... Even the Skype guys know you're full of shit.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. So we should just hit the Twitters and all that other stuff and just bring it home.
I hate you.
But Andrew, man, let the good folks know where they can find you.
You can bitch at me and tell me how wrong I am and how much of a negative Nancy, Walter Matthau, grumpy-ass old man I'm being.
Please
on
do. Please
on
do.
Twitter yeah. at IWC War Chief. Or email me at AndrewBelez@thechairshot.com. Tell me to go fuck myself. Whatever you want to do. It's more fun that way. How about you, Platt? Where can they find you?
It's ironic you brought up Walter Matthau because you're actually wearing his shirt from the original Bad News Bears, but that's neither here nor there. You guys can find me at The Real C. Platt on Twitter. Again, at The Real C. Platt on Twitter. You can find all of us at the Chair Shot, at Chair Shot Radio Network, I beg your pardon, and at thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Commish, let them know where they can find you, man.
You can find me wherever wrestling fans can be found.
Cool. That being said,
you can find me within shouting distance
of a basement.
We can find you trying to find a wig somewhere because your haircut is jacked. But wrestling fans, don't listen to what Ball said, man.
You can find me. On Chairshot Radio every Friday.
Cool. Again, wrestling fans, don't let Balls discourage you, man. We all know what this is, man. This is our Super Bowl. It's Mania weekend. You have a good time, man. Go have fun. Go get together with your ladies or your friends and your men's and all of that. Have fun. If you're going to be down in New Orleans, come holler at me. I'll be the tall, light-skinned black guy with the beard. All right? Come holler at me. We'll chop it up, whatever, whatever. Buy me a beer if you want. Anywho, it's WrestleMania, man. I don't have to sell this to you guys. You're going to be watching. It is what it is. This is frustrating doing this show. I'm not going to lie to you. You see, I have my own gonna skip Bayless to deal with. Anywho, for Andre, you're Andre. You see what you done?
Andre.
You see what you did? For Andre Snowflake Balls, for the Commissioner PC Tutty, my name is Christopher Platt. Enjoy Mania, man. We'll see you guys next week. Until next time, Carly, get us out of here.
Well, Platt, when do you leave tomorrow?
Not leaving until Thursday, bro.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Early?
Mid-afternoon. Our flight leaves about, I think, 3 o'clock, and we'll get there in New Orleans at, like, what, 30 or something like that.